Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Scott.
And your subject today, as they say.
Well, I'm back in Thorpe-Lisoken, but this time looking at the Essex connection with the Jack the Ripper story.
All right. Didn't know there was one.
Ah, there is indeed.
Reveal all.
The gentleman suspect in question was a very eminent Victorian doctor called William Gull, Dr. William Gull, to give him his title. Mm. Now, Dr. William Gull was born in Thorpe-Lisoken, Essex, in quite humble circumstances, big family. His father died when he was very young. Somehow or another, his mother managed to bring up this big family. And he was able to get himself to Guy's Hospital in London and trained to be a doctor. He became a very eminent doctor, and if I tell you that one of his patients was Queen Victoria, another one of his patients was her eldest son, the Prince of Wales, then we can see that he reasonably reached the top of his medical tree.
Indeed.
And he was doing very well. And then came, in the 1880s, the series of murders that we always refer to as the Jack the Ripper murders. Mm-hmm. Now, at the time, William Gull wasn't in the frame as one of the suspects. It was later on, round about the time of the First World War, that scholars began to look at evidence and look at the Jack the Ripper case. And William Gull's name came to be put forward.
So that's long after his death.
Long after his death. Mm. What were the reasons why his name came to light? Well, the first reason was Gull himself had said during the 1880s, 1890s that he was subject to memory lapses. Not very good in a doctor, but there we are. When he came to from these memory lapses, he'd reported himself covered in blood with no visible injuries on his own body. And this just happened to be after making visits in London late at night.
Oh.
And several people began to say, well, no, it can't be. He's an eminent doctor. Mm. He's Queen Victoria's doctor, for heaven's sake. He wouldn't, would he? The other reason why people began to get slightly suspicious of William Gull was that there were increasing rumours during the 1880s and the 1890s that he had been involved in concealing a clandestine marriage between Queen Victoria's grandson and an immoral woman. Mm-hmm. And it's said that a child was born of this relationship, and William Gull, being a medical man, was able to hush up the birth of the child and hush up this illegal marriage. Illegal because it was done without Queen Victoria's consent. And as a member of the royal family, the young man in question should have got his grandmother's consent before going ahead with the marriage. And so William Gull was able somehow to hush up the marriage, hush up the birth of this child. Mm. And combined with the reports of his memory lapses and being covered in blood, scholars began to delve a little bit deeper. And one of the things that was noticed in the 1890s, that although he had bouts of illness, he was still able to function as a doctor. And many people felt that these bouts of illness were, in fact, insanity.
Well, how is it that it wasn't until the First World War, around then, that they started to think about this? If he was coming covered in blood all the time, it seems a bit, it's, you know, you'd have thought that that would have been a clue at the time.
Well, I think a lot of people in his heyday in the 1880s and 1890s were very suspicious of these periods of so-called amnesia, memory, you know, memory loss. But they didn't actually make the connection because his reputation was such that it was almost like accusing the Prime Minister or Queen Victoria herself of being Jack the Ripper. It wasn't until people began to look at his papers some years after his death that there were real concerns with, he had himself documented the fact that he wasn't aware of what he was doing during these memory lapses. And of course, the fact that he was covered in blood, well.
Amazing. All right, fine. Thank you very much indeed for that. And next week?
Next week, we're looking at smugglers and piracy.
Right, smugglers and piracy. Look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Scott.